This is Mistress Delia, and I want to talk to you about pain and how it can be sexy. And really, you don't even have to love it. For sadists and masochists, it's all about getting their needs met. But not everyone is a pain slut. When I play with a pain slut, I get to exercise the part of me that gets off on having complete and total control of a submissive. I can provide them pain, or I can provide them pleasure, sometimes both. I control their sensations and what they experience. When playing with someone who likes spanking or erotic CBT, or even lighter sensations, the pain is much lighter and pleasure is increased. So why like pain? For the masochist sub, well, it can be the knowledge that they are making me happy, that they're taking what I'm dishing out, a caning, CBT, a furious ass-fucking, just because I've asked them to. It could also be that they're just wired differently and they derive great pleasure from intense feelings that they can't get anywhere else. Giving and taking the pain and pleasure is what sexual sadomasochism is all about. There is a fine line between pleasure and pain, as the saying goes, and that line can blur during a session. Now, what about pain as punishment? Within the BDSM scene, there's the idea that punishment has to consist of something painful. Well, do you really think that that works for a pain slut? It doesn't. If the pain slut enjoys pain, if you cane their ass until it's red and burning, they're happy. It's only going to get them off. But if you are a sensual submissive, being in timeout or given a task you don't enjoy is better punishment. So is knowing that you have displeased your mistress. Do know that a good mistress has to know other ways to punish, both for those of her subs who really aren't into pain at all, and for those who are. It may not be physically painful, but imagine the mental anguish. If you displease me, and I just ignore you. And remember, when you beg for Mistress Delia, I can be so sexy and sensual as well. So call 800-601-6975.